We're doing the Avat Chesed, we're up to Reish Chafchet in the standard edition, Shin Aleph from the Zeligman edition. V'atane va'er ma she'amar ha'katuv. Remember, the Chafetz Chaim was in the process of explaining the verses that say you should pursue life with a woman you love, that our sages say that's a reference to learning Torah. Then the Torah says, Shlomo Amar says, whatever you have power to do, you should do. And the Chafetz Chaim explained that's talking about a person that's so busy and he can't focus and he can't learn Torah and he can't do tshuva right now because life has him cornered. He should still do good deeds. That's not an excuse not to do chesed. There are ways of doing mitzvot. There are times when you can't do Torah and you can't do tshuva. But you can do mitzvos. And that's why it says, whatever is in your power, you should do. It's not an excuse to say, I couldn't learn today and I couldn't do tshuva today. Could be, okay? There are times that way. You know, twice my wife gave birth and was at the end of her labor from the crack of dawn till Zman Kriya Shema. So twice I put on tefillin over there in the maternity ward after the baby came out. So then I was able to don my tefillin. Okay, I couldn't leave her, right? I didn't have a choice. Didn't don with Minyan that morning, right? Okay, so sometimes you can't do everything. There are moments, you know, you can tell your wife, I want to do tshuva for a minute, you know. She'll say, yeah, come do tshuva, stand next to me. Okay, so different times have different jobs. So that was what we learned until now. Now we're going to explain the continuation of the pasuk, which says, whatever within your power, b'chochacha, asay, you should do. At first glance, the verse that adds the words, whatever's within your power, those words seem superfluous. But in truth, those words indicate something very big. The beginning of the verse said, whatever you can do, you should do. But then it added and said, whatever you can do within your power, you should do. So it's teaching us like this. A person has to ensure that he, with his own strength, should fix whatever he can, be it with regards to learning Torah, or when it comes to good deeds. A person shouldn't rely on his children. A person says, you know, I'm going to make millions, I'll leave it to my kids, and they'll do acts of kindness in my merit. Don't do that. He says, tell you what, you're busy, your kids are going to be busy too. There's a very interesting Tosfos. It says that one of the ways to create a new plant, we learned about this in our class down, remember that Thursday night, we went for a walk down near Har Nof in that base medrash, so he discussed what's called Havracha, taking a branch, bending it into the ground, and then the branch grows again and develops a new tree. So it says that ordinarily, when that new tree grows, its tendency is to bend away from its parent. The tendency of the new tree is that it will always grow in the opposite direction of the mother, the parent tree from which it came. So that teaches us a concept that there is a natural reaction when one is the recipient of kindness. The natural reaction is to be embarrassed and turn away. A person is embarrassed that they needed that kindness, and there's a natural inclination to turn the other way. A person tries to develop the other way. It's part of the inclination that children have as well. When a parent gives a lot to the kid, so then the child, you know, that's part of the rebellion of the teenage years. He's trying to forge his own path. He's turning the other way. So the Chafetz Chaim says, if you're going to rely on your kids, they should elevate you in the world to come. Guess what? They're going to be busy too. They won't have time to take care of themselves. They're going to say, oh, my kids will take care of me, right? They'll do mitzvahs for me. And the next generation is going to say the same thing. And so one's hope is in vain. And who's greater for us if we look back at Jewish history? So everyone knows about Hillel. His children were, we can assume they were holy people. And nonetheless, Hillel says, the rule, the famous Mishnah, Hillel used to say, Im eina ni li mili. If I'm not going to take care of myself, who's going to take care of me? If I don't accomplish in my life, who's going to do it for me? If I don't do mitzvos, v'imken man omar anachnu ezavei kir. What are we going to say? We're like weeds grown out of a wool. Shanu ruim bavonotenu arabim shadrot olchinu mitaldelin. Look around. You see the generations are withering. U'miyodeh ador shachra v'chacham yosachal. And I'll tell you another sad secret. Who knows what the next generation is going to bring? Are they going to be smart or not? That's why King Solomon gave us this piece of advice. Whatever's within your power, do. What he means is do, finish it. He means that a person should ensure that he completes, he accomplishes whatever he can, both kohotav bo, while he still has his strength, while he still has the capacity to do it. So that's the first idea the Chafetz Chaim presents. We'll take another minute. We'll get in one more paragraph. No, we'll pick up here Bezat Shem Thursday.